This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. So Microsoft's answer to Seattle's housing issue, it has 500 million of them in dollar form, $500 million in other words, in an effort to address concern that tech companies' financial success has pushed less wealthy people out of their communities. Microsoft pledged the $500 million to support affordable housing in the Seattle area. More after these tech headlines. Tesla plans to eliminate 7% of its full-time workforce, the second round of job cuts in a year. The maker of electric cars is still trying to maintain profitability while lowering the price of its Model 3 sedan, the so-hyped first electric car for the mainstream. CEO Elon Musk, in a memo reviewed by The Wall Street Journal, told employees preliminary results show that Tesla made a second straight quarterly profit in the final 3 months of 2018. The memo was later posted to Tesla's website. Shares of the company sank more than 9% in morning trading following the announcement. The Journal says the partial shutdown of the U.S. government is simultaneously hitting the economy and constricting the flow of data by which to gauge how big the hit actually is. Basically, when there is a federal data shortage, it makes it harder to assess the shutdown's current damage, let alone chart an informed path forward. Think of it as forecasting through a storm without instruments. Flying by sight will be tricky for both investors and Federal Reserve policymakers. WSJ's Justin Lehart has more from the Journal's Heard on the Street. And the CIO blog says 2019 really is the year of IT, but just not exactly how you envisioned it. In any case, first there was the story of El Chapo's IT guy. Then we learned the CIO of Liberty University in Virginia tells the Wall Street Journal that he was paid a bag full of cash, between $12,000 and $13,000, and a boxing glove, one glove, for services provided by his IT firm. The reason? To rig online polls in President Trump's favor. The Journal has been covering it all. You can catch up to date with the latest at WSJ.com or the WSJ app. Coming up, addressing big tech's impact on the community, Microsoft pledges a $500 million commitment to the Seattle area's housing problem. More after this. Microsoft has pledged no less than $500 million to support affordable housing in the Seattle area, an effort to address concern that big tech has pushed out the less wealthy. A Microsoft spokesman said this pledge is the largest financial commitment it has made on a single community issue. Microsoft has earmarked $475 million to fund construction loans in the area over the next 3 years. The other $25 million will fund grants to address homelessness. Let's get the latest. Joining us via Skype from none other than Seattle is Wall Street Journal reporter Jay Green. Hi, Jay.
Hey, Tanya.
This is the result of, you know, this is essentially addressing the claim that big tech is pushing out the less wealthy from the community. So you're in Seattle, still quite the booming real estate market.
Totally. I mean, in my neighborhood, you see it. It's a house just sold across the street for a whole lot more than it, our friends purchased it for when they bought it about 20 years ago. So, yeah, it just goes up and up, and it makes it really hard for young people to find a place to live.
So you write about how President Brad Smith had a lot to say to journalists last week about this. This is a theme that we've been acquainted with lately. Tech trying to earn back trust is nothing new. CEO Satya Nadella also had a lot to say about this last week. Do you get a sense that this is going to remain a bigger focus, bigger picture? Any other noted efforts to do more?
Hard to say for other companies. Microsoft, though, is very conscious of this. And they talked about that even. You know, a lot of this issue, you know, providing funds for lower cost housing emerged when there was a big debate in Seattle last year where the city council passed and then ultimately rescinded a head tax that a lot of folks here called the Amazon tax. But tech has pushed up the cost of buying a home so much so that the city thought one approach might be to tax the largest employers. When that eventually collapsed, Microsoft gave it some thought and tried to figure out a solution. So rather than just simply saying, no, that's not going to work, they actually went to work and tried to come up with something that might actually have some impact. And I think you'll see Microsoft and others do more of that.
So do we make anything about what this could mean for jobs?
Yeah, I think this is less about jobs than it is really about trying to figure out a way to deal with all the jobs that have come to Seattle. You know, one of the points Microsoft was making is that the number of jobs here has climbed much, much faster than the number of homes. Microsoft estimates there's a shortage of about 305,000 housing units for middle and low income families, you know, because of all of this. And so I think what you'll see is, you know, Microsoft is basically providing funds for developers to or loan money to for developers to, you know, build more low and middle income homes. And I think that's really where the emphasis is going to be.
At $500 million, you see this is quite a large investment. But, you know, as we said, this has been a theme of sorts. Is this happening elsewhere? Anything of note where you see more of big tech trying to make this kind of investment in community?
Well, Microsoft has based this effort on a program in San Francisco or in the Bay Area called the Housing Trust. Now, that's not one individual company that is doing it. There are a number of people who are providing funds for it. But it's a similar idea, right? Because there, the story is much the same. It's hard if you are not a wealthy tech worker or not a wealthy person generally to buy a home in or near San Francisco. And so they've been trying to tackle that issue as well.
Jay Green, thank you as always.
Hey, thank you.
Wall Street Journal reporter Jay Green covers everything about Microsoft. You can check out more at WSJ.com. That's it for the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.